Well, we have an interesting week coming up in the canyons of Wall Street, where we have a number of items that will be reviewed by those involved in investments and will be followed. We'll get the existing home sales figure coming up on Tuesday, the annual rate estimated at 5.538 million existing transactions. And of course, this is a metric that is followed closely, and the reason it's followed closely is because most of the transactions in the housing market involve existing transactions. And as you know, when existing transactions occur, there are all kinds of things going on out there in connection with them. People do work inside the house, outside the house. They spend a lot of money. They go to the home improvement centers, and on it goes. So existing is important. We've had a decent amount of existing home activity, and that continues. And then that brings us to new home sales. New home sales will be announced also this week, and that'll be an important figure coming out as well, because new home sales create a lot of business activity. 590,000 is the consensus estimate, and that would be pretty close to the prior month's figure. Now look at those figures. Over 5.5 million existing home transactions, about 590,000 new home transactions. You can see existing homes make up, at this point, close to 90% of the transactions in that sector. We'll also be getting the FHFA Housing Price Index coming out on Wednesday. Now, that year-over-year figure currently stands at 6.2%, and it's been in that 5 to 6% range for quite a while. Seems to be a range that is holding, a pattern that's holding, and should be fairly close to that number when it comes out this week as well. We'll get the jobless claims numbers as well, and jobless claims are estimated at 247,000. They were actually lower than that in the prior week, as this has been a figure that's been telling us for years now that the employment, the jobs picture continues to grow. We'll get the leading economic indicators also coming out on Thursday. They're estimated to rise 0.4%. If so, that would be consistent with the gradually growing economy that we have been looking at now for quite a period of time. So all of that coming out this week, and I'll tell you what else is coming out, a lot of earnings reports, coming out this week. Starting on Monday, McDonald's and Halliburton. On Tuesday, we'll get Texas Instruments, and we'll get 3M Company. And it will continue from them, as Verizon will report Tuesday, Lockheed Martin, Travelers, Kimberly-Clark, Johnson & Johnson, DuPont. Then on Wednesday, we'll get AT&T, Abbott Labs, eBay, Qualcomm, United Technologies, Boeing. Tremendous number of earnings reports, kind of a tsunami, if you will. Thursday, we'll get Alphabet, Inc. They own Google. Comcast, Celgene, the biotech company, another biotech, Biogen, Ford Motor, Caterpillar, Intel, Microsoft, Starbucks, Dow Chemical, Bristol-Myers, all of those coming out on Thursday. And then on Friday, we'll get Chevron, Honeywell, Colgate-Palmolive, along with others. So it is going to be a really, really busy week on the earnings front. And all of that will be coming out as we move through the week.